Hello and welcome to the very first episode of Logan in Love, hosted by Jonah Hansen
and Ethan Kale.
Logan in Love is brought to you by Aggie Radio, and we are so excited to be here today. Ethan, what do we have going on in our episode?
Today we get to talk about coronavirus and how it has affected dating, especially as college students. We also get to talk about our show and why we're here and what we plan on doing. And at the end, best of all, we get to go and judge people's profiles.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to be hopping on to a Utah-made dating app called Mutual and rating some profiles. It's going to be a blast. So stick around to the end there. It's going to be really funny.
First things first, I just want to start, and I'll introduce myself. I'm Ethan. My hobbies include, but are not limited to, baking chocolate chip cookies, photography, writing, really anything related to sunsets and flirting are some of my favorite hobbies. Other facts about me, I'm from Kentucky. I go to Utah State, and I have kissed a number of people that is embarrassing to me, but also I'm kind of proud of it. So that's where we're at. That's being vulnerable for you.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Ethan. I feel like I know you so much better now. My name's Jonah. You can follow me on Instagram at Jonah Hansen Official. I'm so excited to be starting another podcast. Last year, I had a podcast where I pretend to run for president. A lot of people got confused because I don't actually want to run for president, like, ever. That sounds awful. But I'm from Utah. I've lived in Utah for most of my life. I lived 2 years in Tennessee, Nashville, and then also 2 years in Toronto, Canada. And I've traveled a lot throughout my time, and I have a ton of cousins. So I have stories up the wazoo about dating and life. So be ready for some of those. Ethan, what is the purpose of the show going to be?
Well, the purpose of this show, I guess, is kind of just loving Logan, the ins and outs of everything. Trying to figure out how to get to that point, how to survive love and Logan, how to become love and Logan, just everything and anything related to love.
How to become love and Logan. I don't know how we're going to teach that over this podcast, but I know we're going to succeed at it.
I mean, we are going to try, even though we probably aren't qualified.
We'll be bringing guests on to the show starting next episode, and we're super excited. A lot of them are going to bring a lot of really fun content into what we have going on. And as the show continues, we hope to gain a following. We'll be listing off a couple of bad date stories, good dating stories, a lot of just stories in general. And we're super excited to create some content for you.
So, Jonah, what is one thing that you've noticed that has changed in dating because of the coronavirus?
Well, let's see. It's really been affecting the United States since the end of February. That's when restrictions started to come about. And here in Utah, things started getting really serious in March. For me personally, I was lucky enough to have a significant other when coronavirus hit. So it really just meant a lot more downtime with her, which was a great thing. But a lot of my friends have been struggling to find someone to connect with, especially during the internet era, because they strive to have friendships with these people first before they take them out on dates. And that's just so hard to start that connection when you're not able to see each other face to face. What about you, Ethan? Have you felt that?
Yeah, I definitely have noticed that I have felt less connected to new people, especially online. It's been an interesting transition between just being able to try to talk to someone face-to-face and get to know them in class or in group projects or whenever you're running about town. But only having the online avenue has really changed dating for me.
So we'll just give you a little update about our own love life so you know where we're coming from. This is Jonah. I'm in a relationship. It's been going on for about 9 months now. I may be wrong on that number, but don't tell anyone if I am. And Ethan?
Well, I am as single as the lonely Pringle underneath the couch that was once in the can, but then, like, you were eating the Pringles, and it just, like, bounced underneath and has been there since, like, spring cleaning. So I'm a Pringle.
Yeah, but we've both been through the ringer a couple of times, so we're going to be giving you some great tips, especially during coronavirus when you have to really get out of your comfort zone to get something started. Okay, we're going to start off with a couple of pointers for you people out there who are looking to start something brand new. Kind of the first thing that we want you to remember and that studies have shown is that you don't have to worry about getting on a mobile dating app. Like, those are effective tools for going out and meeting people, but if it's not in your comfort zone, you don't have to do it. There's a lot of activities here on campus that are still going on. Of course, they're socially distanced, but that shouldn't stop you from being social. Along with that, you have some of your classes. You'll be working in groups. Maybe you'll click with a group member, who knows? Like, if your group member's a really cute guy, don't be afraid to slide into those DMs, those Canvas DMs. We've all been there. We've all been that low, right, Ethan?
How did you know? How did you know how accurate that is?
Or maybe you're just super confident and you know that it's going to work. You have the perfect pickup line ready for that Canvas DM and you just hop right in. Either way, more power to you. Another thing to remember is that if you do hop on to those dating apps, that everyone else is there too. Like, you'll swipe through 100 people and you'll realize, oh, I don't need to be embarrassed that I'm using Tinder. Like, when I first downloaded the app, I was like, wow, I did not realize how many people were on here.
In fact, since coronavirus started in March, Bumble, one of the most used dating apps, showed an increase of 21% usage in Seattle, 23% in New York, and 26% in San Francisco, which that's coming from their already pretty solid usage rates. So it just shows that even more people are trying to connect because they are feeling probably just like you are, just like we are, just like all of us are, really.
We're just looking for a little bit of human connection. And for those of you who are already in a relationship, there's a couple of pointers that we also have. You're probably spending a lot of time with your significant other, like I am. Just always remember that communication is key. If you're not being open about what your expectations are, or if you need a little bit of alone time, just always communicate it. If you're in the right kind of relationship, the other person will completely understand and they'll voice their opinions as well, and for sure you'll figure something out.
Well, let's get to the part that I'm the most excited for. Let's rate some bios and some profiles.
Yeah, let's get to it. So just a little disclosure here. While Ethan is going to be using his own mutual profile, I created a fake mutual profile. I'm sorry for anyone who swipes up on it. We need to get some more content in here. And I think it's going to be really funny to see what guys have to say to this imaginary female that I made up. So we'll start off by just hopping right on to the app and seeing what we got. Okay. First things first, we got this man, Stockton, 20 years old. His first photo is him serving a mission for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. My first impression of this guy is that he's probably super basic for a Utah kid. I'm going to be honest there. Ethan, what are you thinking?
Well, I mean, he's looking good in his suit. Have no problems with suit pics. I think it's possible, but we'll have to dig a little bit into it and see what's up.
Okay, we're swiping to the next picture. Oh my gosh, it is another missionary photo. This time with his companion, though. So they both have great smiles. They both look fresh, but two mission photos right next to each other.
And back to back, like.
Oh, gee. Oh, my.
Is there a third pick?
No, that is it. Just two missionary photos. And I cannot tell if it's the same tie in both of them. No, it's a little different. What do you?
They are practically indistinguishable.
Okay, so these pictures could have been taken on the same day for all we know. Let's read through his profile. What does it say?
I know I don't have a ton of pictures, but I've been home for about a month. Okay, so that explains the pictures.
Yeah.
So I'll upload more when I get more. I'm at USU and looking to meet new people and have a good time.
Let's start a hashtag. Hashtag get Stockton photos.
Get him photos.
It's an all right bio. Like, it kind of explains who he is.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's not a lot to say about this guy. He says he's from Hennifer. Where's Hennifer?
Probably Utah.
Okay. He served his mission in North Dakota. He says he's down for dates.
Okay. So a little bit past middle on the spectrum of mutuals algorithm.
Okay. And then another thing is there are tags, and there's only four of them.
So the tags are fishing, returned missionary, hunter, and basketball.
Ooh, this man is a basketball, apparently.
Yeah.
I'm going to give Stockton a neutral rating here. His bio was all right. His pictures were kind of lame, but I dig a man that can fish.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully when he gets some more photos that will show more of his personality, I think that's just an important part of the whole online dating thing. But, I mean, he's been back a month. Can't really fault him too much for that.
Okay. I'm going to swipe up on him, and if he comes back around, we'll keep you updated. Okay. So the next person is a man named Jared. Jared's wearing a suit, which it's all right. Looks a little baggy on him. Maybe he lost some weight recently. Who knows? That's my first thought. Ethan?
The crop is what gets me. He's like on the far left of the photo, which is fine. I wonder who else is in the photo with him.
Yeah, it kind of looks like he's standing next to a girl in a dress. You can see a leg there.
Ex-girlfriend, maybe?
Who knows? We'll slide to the next photo. It's another cropped photo, but he looks real fresh in this one. I actually really like this photo.
That's some good personality. I like that.
Okay. Then a picture of him with the boys showing he got some friends. That's always a good one to add on.
And there's a basketball in the background of this one, which means he must be familiar with it.
Okay, sweet. And, a welcome home elder photo. So, he's a returned missionary. That's always good. I mean, if you're into that.
So, the bio. It just says, loaded diaper. And then his Insta at the bottom.
Is that an inside joke I'm not on the inside of?
I don't know. I'm really okay not knowing if it is an inside joke, but...
Could you imagine walking up to a girl in the club and just saying, loaded diaper?
No, I can't. But people do things online that they wouldn't do in person, so who knows?
Yeah. Here I am in the club. I just ordered my second Bud Light of the night, and some guy comes up to me and he's like, loaded diaper. Man, I definitely would not take his number.
No, I'd be kind of scared, probably. I mean, anybody who walked up to, really in any situation, no matter what it was, if somebody walked up and was like, loaded diaper, that's...
Okay, so we might be idiots. It's not a bio. It says favorite music band. So loaded diaper is a band.
Oh, that doesn't make it better, but okay.
Yeah, I've never heard of them. Anyway, he's 6 feet tall, so that's a good thing, I guess. He has a lot of tags on there, none of which I would say are basic.
No, it looks like his tags are pretty good. The only closest to basic is the double binger. So you have binger and then Netflix binger to specify. So the only change I'd make there.
Anyway, I think I'm going to give him like a, I don't know, I'll give him a 4 out of 10. There's some real personality there, Jared. I appreciate your smile in your photos. Like, even though I didn't get it at first, Loaded Diaper is probably a real great band. You're tall. I'm into that. And you're not basic in your tags, and that's all I really care about. Ethan, what would you give Jared?
Out of 10?
Out of 10. Out of 5.
Out of 5. Okay. Yeah. I think I'm probably, you're right, about a 4. I need to work on my reading skills because I thought that Loaded Diaper was his bio. And so I'm really giving him a 4 because thank goodness that wasn't his bio. Like, if it's a band, that's awesome. Go listen to the music you like, but I would say about a 4.
Yeah, okay. Ethan, let's pull out yours and let's see what we got.
Okay, here we go. So first up to bat, we have Taylor. The first picture, first impression, great photo. I really appreciate quality photos, and this is quality. You can tell that she put some time into this and thought about it.
Yeah, this is the best quality photo we've seen tonight, for sure.
Round of applause there. Second photo coming in good, too. It looks like, overall, the pictures are quality. A good black and white photo, can't go wrong there. Another thing that I appreciate is that while it doesn't show that how many friends she has, it's easier to tell who this profile is about instead of having to pick out one out of 6 different girls and find them in the next photo. So that's really nice.
Yeah, all of her photos are pretty good. She's not smiling in all of them, but she's smiling in most. Actually, yeah, she's smiling in all except for one photo, so she's showing off what she's got. Let's see what that bio says.
Oh, the bio. Every time. One of the biggest pet peeves that I have personally, and this just might be me, but it just has her Insta and her Snapchat, which is great. That's information that I would love to know at some point, but it doesn't tell me anything about you. And I would love to get to know you, you know?
Yeah. What that says to me is that you're just there for attention. You're not looking for anything within the dating realm.
But look
at that. Her work, videographer. That sticks out among everything else on her bio.
And that really does make sense with the quality of photos. They're great. She must have a good photographer, too. The tags, could you read those?
Yeah, she says that she's an adventurer, she's artsy, she's a documentary maker, a photographer, she likes Netflix, she's got a sweet tooth. But this is one that sticks out. This is, like, very non-basic. It says she's a golfer.
Ooh, that's interesting. See, that's some character that I like. I wish there was more of it in the bio, but yeah. Good tags.
Or maybe if she had,
tags.
Like, a picture of herself golfing, that would be nice as well.
Yeah, a little bit of variety in the pics, too. That'd be cool. Overall, though, it's a solid profile. I'm not going to lie. The pictures are great, and the tags are good. And the Instagram and Snapchat, while not the greatest bio ever, it's useful information. Hopefully there's more photography on there from her. So
yeah. I'm going to be a little bit more harsh, 3 out of 5 for me, just because of the Insta and the Snapchat. I really like a girl with personality, and Taylor just isn't showing that in her bio. She's got some pretty pictures and some fun tags, but that bio means a lot for me.
Cool. So next up, we have Olivia. First impression for me, it's a good, solid photo with her and her friend. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. The only problem is I can't tell which one she is, but like they both look like they have a lot of personality, good smiles. Yeah, it's a Christmas photo. Okay, so we just slide to the next photo. Still looking good, showing them a bit of personality there. I like it. very colorful dress. And then another place looks like it's a, what's that place called? J-Dogs?
Yeah, it looks like J-Dogs, yeah.
Yeah, she's there with another friend, still smiling, keeping it lighthearted. And then one that's basically identical to the second photo.
Yeah, so the photos, they're good. I wouldn't start with a group photo for the first one, just because you want people to know immediately this is who you're getting into. It just makes more sense that way. But let's check out the bio. So the bio says, hopefully you take me out before Rona does.
Oof.
Okay, cool. That's a choice. Next, my mom makes really good salsa. She'll give you some if she likes you. That's part of a great bio. I do love some salsa.
And then she continues to say, willing to give you some back scratches at church and make all the single Pringles jealous. Hey, we just learned earlier that Ethan is a single Pringle.
I am a single Pringle, but I don't know. I don't know. I might be jealous. It depends on how good the back scratches are, you know? And then she just ends it with low-key a bruh girl.
Bruh.
Okay, let's check out these tags.
Okay, it says that she's currently down for dates, and then the tags are, they're really basic, adventure, sweet tooth, Netflix, you know, kind of the common ones. Something that's a bit more out there is she's a people watcher. So she's not a stalker, she's more of a
watcher.
Yeah.
Excellent. Overall for me, like, it's not perfect, but, like, who is, you know? And the bio, it's good. I would give it, like, a 3. Like, it's a 3.
Yeah, I can agree with that assessment. Like, Olivia did a really good job here. Those photos are really cute, but they just don't show enough personality. I love her bio. Her tags are a bit basic, but really, if it were up to me, I would slide up on her. Anyway, thank you so much for tuning in. That's all we have for this episode. We'll hope to see you next week. And if you have the chance, come and follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, and be sure to tune in next week. It's going to be a really great episode. We're going to be talking about love at first sight and how that works on a college campus. Is it a thing? Is it not a thing? Everything to do with it. Should be good.
Yeah, and I'll be inviting one of my really good friends up, and they'll have a lot of insights. They've been dating a lot during college, so we'll see you next week.